It's no secret the city is facing some pretty significant budget shortfalls for this fiscal year and the coming fiscal year, and the mayor's talking about cuts. He's been talking about cuts for quite some time now, and the Metro Council offered some suggestions this week.
Yes, to give everyone some background, Metro government faces, over the next two fiscal years, a $42 million deficit. The way that's explained is that right now, the current fiscal year that we're in, there is already a $12 million shortfall that has to be filled by June 30th. There's a projected, on top of that, another $30 million shortfall for next year. So with two quarters left, city leaders are beginning to scramble, at least meet and talk about ways in which there are cuts to make in order to fill that, which they're obligated to do by law. So Louisville Metro Council President Jim King sent a letter to Mayor Fisher, a six-page letter with recommendations from Metro Council members after meeting with leaders of the Budget Committee and other city lawmakers. And it included some pretty interesting things. I mean, some things you probably wouldn't have seen in the past. For example, canceling or amending the contract with Greater Louisville, Inc., which is the city's Chamber of Commerce, rerouting funds from the Downtown Development Corporation, merging the fire and EMS departments, which is probably the biggest thing of the suggestions.
Right, now, that's something that had been talked about a little bit with the Merger 2.0 task force. Some of these mergers might happen.
Yeah, the task force had talked about that. And even before then, during former Mayor Abramson's terms, there was conversations about merging all of the fire departments, not having those suburban departments, merging all of them to save money. That was really more of a state issue, though, and it was a bit more complicated. One of the more interesting things that raised a few eyebrows was the council's suggestion that the city begin collecting occupational taxes from performers who come to the KFC Yum Center. And many people probably don't realize that those entertainers who have been there are not paying taxes. They got this idea really from professional basketball. Each time an NBA player or goes to a different city, they pay the different taxes of that municipality and or state. So that's a suggestion. That's something that the Arena Authority has opposed since before the arena was actually built and opened.
And you talked with Councilman Kelly Downard. He doesn't think that would be any sort of deterrent from somebody to actually come to the Yum Center.
No, he broke it down like this. And Councilman Downard, a Republican from the 16th District, as a former banker, he loves numbers. He broke it down by saying that someone who's making $1 million by coming here to Louisville, booking and coming here to Louisville for an act, is not going to not come simply because they're being taxed $22,000. They just won't do it, according to him. But clearly, this is something that we hadn't seen before, and it raised a few eyebrows.
And you mentioned GLI. There's a recommendation that the city cut some of its money to GLI. There's been a lot of criticism around GLI and this $1 million the city gives to the organization every year. In that economic development review that the mayor ordered, there was no call to end the contract. The mayor's office said, well, they performed the service of going out and reaching out to businesses faster than government could without some of the hindrances that they say government has, and it's really worth more than $1 million. But the council has not always echoed that, right?
Yeah, well, given, I mean, GLI has faced a number of criticisms, particularly in the past year and a half, really stemming from the mayoral race. Before that, there was criticism, but it was really underneath a lot of the media coverage. And I think what you see overall is that people are acknowledging the lost decade here in Louisville, where we actually lost private sector jobs from 2000 to 2010. And people are looking for someone to blame, and oftentimes people point the finger to GLI. Whether that's fair or unfair is really left up for debate. But at this point, I think the council has demonstrated when they held half of the money and at the last budget hearings last year, where they held half of the funding for GLI, I think you see city lawmakers much more willing now to publicly criticize the city's Chamber of Commerce and question its utility, given the fact that before the recession began, you saw Louisville on a downward trend as far as job attraction, job creation.
And what's been the mayor's office's reaction to these suggestions? Are they going to take them into advisement?
Mayoral spokesman Chris Pointer said they didn't want to react to any specific points. They overall, however, say that they are happy about the recommendations. They're taking them in stride. Certainly, they're already talking to department heads about their thoughts. They're talking to Metro employees. In fact, the mayor just recently solicited citizen input via social networking, via his Twitter and Facebook account. So they're culminating, they're getting a lot of different people involved. Next week is when the mayor will meet with his senior staff, and they will actually begin the process of drafting the budget. But this will be added as many different recommendations start to come in.